on the inside, she got the scoop on the ones to watch, on the ones that's hot. No one can do it quite like Caroline. Caroline. No one can do it quite like Caroline. It's time for Caroline.
Hey, y'all. Welcome to Hyper Caroline Hobby. I am your host, Caroline Hobby. I know music, I know people, and I know the questions you want to ask. So let's get hyper. Heads up, these are adults having adult conversations, so there could be adult content. This episode is a double episode. I have Old Dominion joining me and Drake White. And it was just announced that Old Dominion won their first ACM award for Best New Group. So congrats, guys. That's super exciting. And Drake White is an up-and-comer who is probably one of the best performers I've ever seen live. He is, it's like a revival watching him on stage. So you are not going to want to miss this interview. Welcome, guys. Here is Old Dominion. We're here with Old Dominion. I'm Caroline Hobby. So this is a herd of you guys.
Yeah.
And I did some research on how y'all got together.
Did you say you never heard of us?
No. This is a herd of you guys.
Okay.
Definitely.
It could have gone either way.
It could have, but definitely.
We prefer gaggle.
Gaggle.
Yeah.
So you guys got together. Who's the drummer?
Switch.
So you're like the glue for this, right?
Apparently.
Because didn't you pick some of these guys up in college? You picked one up in middle school?
Well, I mean, I've known Matt since middle school, and I played in bands with Jeff, in a band with Jeff in college, and then we also, our band played with Brad's band. You know, and Matt was kind of playing in the same scene, same circuit or whatever. He played with us a few times. And so, you know, we were all very well acquainted before we got down here.
Yeah.
Okay. So did y'all come together or is it all just separate?
No, it was one by one.
One by
that,
one.
That was Witt's plan.
All along. Yeah.
Who came first?
Matt came first. I told Matt to go first. Build a fire.
You go build a fire.
Send a
smoke signal.
It's safe now.
Did you say a smoke signal?
Send a smoke signal out.
Oh, I thought you said a smoke signal.
Smoke signal.
It's early for Brad. Yeah.
And then you guys met Brad here, right?
Well, I had known Jeff and Witt.
From college. Yeah.
From college, right. And then you are the one that was retrieved here.
Yeah, well, when Witt sent Matt here, Matt and I met each other right away. So that was like 12 and a half years ago.
Yeah.
So we've known each other since then, and then I got to know the other guys through knowing them. So.
How long have y'all been Old Dominion?
I mean, we've been playing together for probably like 9 years or so, but I guess the name, we've gone through a couple of names, but...
Aren't band names just the worst?
It's the worst thing.
It's the worst.
I don't know. We've probably been Old Dominion, like, functioning as Old Dominion for
it's on the trademark application.
Yeah.
Old Dominion is one of those names that feels iconic, though. Like, when y'all came up with...
Well, we're an iconic band.
I know. When y'all came out with Break Up With Him and it was Old Dominion, I was like, I know I've heard of this band forever. Because y'all, it's such a strong name. So, you landed on a good one.
Thank you.
And it has to do with Virginia roots, is that right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean,
we almost had to change it at one point. We thought we didn't have to.
Matt almost quit.
Yes,
like you were done. It's that trying, huh?
Yeah, I just didn't want to go through it anymore. I was angry. I didn't want to do it. I'm so glad we didn't have to. But I mean, it was so hard to find a name, you know. We knew we were trying to do something that was Virginia related, but everything was taken. And then like we were setting up at the Blue Bar one night and I said, man, the only thing I can find that's not taken is Old Dominion. And everybody said, what's wrong with that?
Yeah, the best one probably out of all of them.
Yeah. So that was the first night I said, we're Old Dominion.
Done.
And so I named this Old
Dominion. And Witt approved.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, Witt's a good job.
Good job. So you guys are all songwriters.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how y'all got going.
Yeah, we definitely have been here for a while working on that. So I mean, that's what I moved here for. That's what Trevor moved here for. Brad moved here for, and these guys didn't even move here to do that, and now they're songwriters.
What did you guys move here to do?
Well, I moved to try to do work playing for the people, recording work.
Work playing for the people?
Yeah,
playing
like
for
playing,
the people.
Playing, being a hired
I would play for the people.
Playing for the people.
Playing for the people.
Where can I go yes. to play for the people?
Well, that's exactly
for the masses. The unwashed
these
masses.
The people?
Are they
playing for these people?
That's who I want to play yeah. to. The
he
people.
Got out of his car in Nashville and said, where are the people? I'm ready to play
people.
For them.
No, for play for other people, like as a hired musician.
I play bass. Where are the people?
So some of y'all's hits for other people is because I want to get to y'all, but I'm going to start with how badass you guys are outside of the band. Y'all have written for, what, Kenny, Blake Shelton, Dirks, is it Luke Bryan, Keith Urban, Ben Perry?
Yeah.
That's amazing. Y'all have had number ones with other people.
Yeah.
That's kind of unheard of, a little bit.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think it's just mostly because, I think it seems bigger because there's more than one, you know, we're a band. And like
you're a gaggle.
Each of us are, yeah, we're a gaggle. Mm-hmm. So. You know, but there are certainly other artists out there that have written, you know, for other people. It's just, I guess it just, the list gets longer when you add, you know, we're all part of a unit, and so the list gets longer. But, you know, there's definitely people out there, like, you know, that are doing the same thing. But
we will play our awesomeness down.
Yeah. We will gladly wear that badass badge you just
badass.
Placed on it.
Badass. Yes. So Break Up With Him came out, big song, and you're kind of like talk rapping in it. Some of it, which is awesome. Was that like just how it came to you?
Yeah, it was, you know, just we thought maybe we would copy Sam Hunt.
Do people ask you that? You guys are the original. Y'all are the OGs. Because
he sounds really good.
We like, you know, we like what he's doing. Let's
do
copy
that.
Him. Let's do exactly what Sam does.
Mm-hmm.
No, I mean, it's just what happened, you know, and we always, whenever we're writing a song, we just try to, you know, we just try to serve the song. And this was an idea that was like a one-sided phone conversation song. And you don't sing on the phone.
Imagine if you were.
You do not.
Hey, girl.
Hey, girl, what's up?
Wouldn't be as
close. Yeah. Click is what would happen.
I sing on the phone all the time. You guys don't sing on the phone?
Is it a
hey
true
guys,
story?
Hey, guys, where is catering?
Yeah.
Is it a true story?
No.
Really?
I mean, yes.
Yes,
it has to be.
It happens every day across this great
people
nation of ours.
People tell us it's a true story all the time.
Does somebody have, like, Allison etched out on their arm?
Actually, I should check you guys' arm.
His wife's name.
Oh, it is? That was just a random guess. So Allison clearly stuck around. Okay, so
that's
not
funny.
A true story.
No,
many
we were
people
just,
relate.
You know, we were just trying to make each other laugh writing that song. You know, it wasn't really anything. I don't even know why we got that idea. It was just something funny, you know.
But it seems to have affected some other
definitely.
People's lives.
It's definitely.
Out there.
It resonates.
Yeah, we get people saying, you know, we're together because of this song and all
yeah.
this stuff. So, you know, it seems to have resonated.
Love connections. You're making love connections.
That's the way we like
that's
to
great.
Look at it.
Some
thank
people
you for...
focus on the flip to that.
No, yeah. Actually, if you're with the wrong person, you should break up with them.
Exactly.
Why would you stay with someone
you
don't want to love?
You should be
right.
doing the interviews from other people for us.
Yes.
You got this down.
Thanks, dog.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
So you guys say your album is Meat and Candy, which I like that. That draws your attention right away. I had a totally different image in my mind until I read your bio about what meat and candy could possibly mean.
It could mean a lot of things.
It could mean a lot of things. But what you guys are implying it to mean is you started writing like some lighter songs that are
yeah.
like feel good, fun.
Yeah.
But then you wanted to get some meat.
Yeah, the album was kind of stacking up with the candy songs. You know, it was a lot of good sing-along stuff. But we needed to have the balance. We needed to get the meat in there. So somebody said, just call Meat and Candy. We were like,
done. Don't overthink.
We realized when trying to name the band, once you get on one that works,
yeah,
you don't
stay.
Run away from that.
That's actually really true.
Yeah.
100%. So would you guys consider Snapback, which is your new song?
Yeah.
Would you consider that meat, candy, or a combo meal?
It's definitely a combo meal.
Combo meal.
I was thinking combo.
Yeah.
I think it's a combo meal, but it has a lot of candy on it.
It definitely has a lot of candy, but it's like, you know, we have some songs that are definitely meat and some that are definitely candy, and this one we felt like was a good bridge to the meat.
So what was Break Up With Him?
Such a weird thing to be talking like.
This is a bridge to the meat. So
that
would be like pasta?
Bridge to the meat. Yeah, take the bridge to the meat.
Take the bridge to the meat. Is Break Up With Him candy or meat?
That's candy.
That's candy.
Yeah.
But this also has meat. There's a bigger bigger message.
It is. I think they all have a little meat.
Secret candy. Meat.
Secret meat.
It's got secret meat.
Yes. Mystery meat. Now
it's got mystery meat.
Secret meat.
I'll tell you what, if we can't be Old Dominion anymore, let's be
secret
meat.
Secret meat.
They open up for the
Indian. Oh, my God.
So, when you guys were making your record, which is another cool thing, not only are y'all amazing musicians, you're writing all your stuff, you're playing on your album. A lot of people don't play on their albums, too. They hire studio musicians. I think that's like a rarity. Yeah. And that's also a unique badass badge.
Thank you. Thank you. We definitely played on, you know, it was important to us to play on it because we are a band, and that's a big part of, you know, being a band and having a sound. We also brought in a keyboard player and an acoustic guitar player, too, just because, you know, we also know our abilities, too, you know, and our limitations. And there are some things that other people can bring in that we can't, but it was definitely important for us to be on there. So, yeah.
You started off with a bang, Kenny Chesney. Y'all toured with him all last year.
Yeah.
And now you're doing it again this year.
Yeah.
So what is
and
it like?
Every year until...
Forever.
Yeah.
And ever.
Until he says no.
Until no more.
Until the restraining order comes out.
So is there a big love fest going on there?
On our behalf, yeah.
Spread love.
It's called Spread Love Tour. That's right.
Spread Love Tour. What have y'all learned from Kenny? Because he's one of the best of the best.
Well, yeah. Yeah. How to entertain a stadium, I think.
How do you entertain a stadium?
You jump really high.
Jumping's important.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's the
just,
right songs.
Yeah. His set list just you know, I mean, he has this like crazy ability to put together this set that is just one after another, just like,
is it all upbeat?
I mean, he has moments. You have to build those moments in, and that is also an art to figure out how to build that moment. And when it hits, you're like, it's impressive. We watched it every night, and I even knew the moment was coming, and it would still get me, you know. So he's great. That's one of many things that we learned from him.
And what's he like? Does he hang? Is he cool?
Yeah, he's super cool.
He seems so cool.
Chill guy. Yeah, you can't like...
He's like Barefoot Kenny. Yeah. He's on the beach like in his blue chair.
Exactly.
Drinking a drink.
You think that guy's going to be uptight?
I wouldn't think. So you guys had a huge year. Number one single. Awesome. Kenny Chesney. And now you guys are nominated for two awards, new vocal group, and vocal group. How are you nominated for both of those? Because you're Old Dominion and it's so solid.
We don't know how we're forever. Nominated for
either one.
Either of them.
You know we play our own instruments.
I do. And you have secret meat.
How did you know that?
It's getting around. Okay. Starting to spread.
Secret meat.
Secret meat.
So that's exciting. Are you guys freaking out?
Trevor, they can't hear
you're like, you know, you knew this was meant to be.
No, I think we are and we aren't. I mean, it's like so many things have happened all year that like every time something cool happens, we celebrate it and then we just sort of move on to the next thing. So, yeah, freaking out a little bit, but
I think I'll freak out if they call our name. I mean, I've thought about it. I'm like a little nervous that I will freak the F out.
What will that look like for you?
I don't know. Maybe that's why I'm nervous.
Will it be like, where's the footage of him bailing on the skateboard? Oh, I can show you exactly what it would look like.
Well, that's not like freaking out. Like, but like,
you tried to skateboard and you froze mid-skate?
It was in a pool.
No.
You'll see.
I need a story.
You'll see soon enough. The whole world will see soon enough.
Is it going to show like on an episode of Jackass or something?
No, it'll be on our video. It's in our video.
Oh, you're new for a snapback?
But I did see you freak out standing next to a horse once, and I wonder if it would be like that.
That's what, I mean, that was bad.
Yeah.
Do you not like horses?
Well, I thought I was going to be okay with it, but he was behind me, and his head was like right here, and I could hear him and feel him breathing.
This is Jeff.
Did you like it?
No.
It's a big nuzzle right there.
They got some big teeth. You ever seen horse teeth? Like, I just kept thinking he's going to bite my face. And, of course, these sweet people holding the horse. He's like, he's fine. He's the sweetest horse. He's not going to hurt you. And I'm like, I'm fine. It's okay. I'm fine. Take the picture. So, you know, hopefully maybe, it won't be like that.
Maybe it'll be like that. I hope it's like
if
that.
If we get called, I want you to do all the talking. Just do that the whole time. It's fine.
Yeah, you should be the spokesperson.
Obviously,
winning.
Yeah, they call me the great communicator.
Great communicator. Yes.
I can see that.
Because he could either get up there and freak out like that, or he would get up to the mic and be like, "We're not excited. And then everybody would stand there like, is he done?
So speaking of like phobias.
We have won it as being Old Dominion, the band.
I hope you guys win just for the acceptance speech.
Yeah, me too.
Speaking of phobias, do y'all have any phobias? There's five of you guys.
I have sort of a new one. Over the past few years, I've discovered that heights are harder and harder for me to handle.
Really? I live for heights.
Which is tough because we're soaring to new heights.
Because we're going straight to the top.
You better get comfortable.
Every day.
Why are you up on heights?
I don't know. It just like looking over a ledge, just like even pretending to look over a ledge just now kind of freaked me out.
You have phobia.
Anybody else? Y'all have some?
I really don't like cramped spaces, tight spaces.
So living on a bus with five guys
in
a van.
Funny. This is odd because I love living in small spaces, but I don't like my shoulders.
Really?
Like if I have to go in the crawl
have
space of my house.
Have you seen where you sleep every night?
Yeah.
But how many are on reason, y'all's bus?
10.
Too many? 11? There's 10? 10.
10.
Okay.
10.
And you don't mind that?
I don't mind that, but if I have to go into a crawl space, maybe it's spiders. Because when I think about it, it's when I'm crawling and what I'm nervous about.
Do you see why we want him to do the talking?
Why are you in a crawl space on a regular basis?
Well, I'm not, because I'm afraid of them or of the spiders in them. I'm not sure now.
But I feel like most people maybe go in a crawl space maybe once or twice, period.
Yeah,
this is when you go to the commercial.
No.
Okay, I want to
do... You guys are causing media training for us right now.
Oh, God, no.
It's okay. I want to do... Oh, actually, before I do this, I want to play one little game with y'all, but I want to ask you one more question. Y'all are doing all these national TV shows. Like, coming up. You've done some of you're doing them with Today and Jimmy Kimmel.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so exciting. When are y'all doing that? When's that happening?
I just had a little Chris Farley moment.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah.
Yeah.
It's really rad. Awesome. It's totally
happened.
Awesome.
It already happened.
Yeah, it did.
How was it?
It was amazing.
Yeah. And that was one of those things that you think you're going to freak out about, but they make it super easy for you. And, it just kind of, there's all this stuff that you have to do leading up to it. And then it just by the time you play, it's just another thing that you had to do. And
the room's small.
Yeah.
With no people watching, really, right? Or did y'all do the big stage?
On Jimmy Kimmel, it's set up like a bar, what we did.
Yeah, there was a crowd of
people in the bar.
Do you guys drink?
Occasionally.
Yeah, a little
occasionally.
Bit.
Okay, so that's nice.
Yeah, we're wasted right now.
I couldn't even tell.
That's how pro we are.
Uh-huh.
If we weren't, we'd be asleep.
That's the secret.
Okay, any pet peeves?
I don't like littering. I don't like people that litter.
I appreciate that, Brad.
Yeah.
Spiders.
Spiders.
I just found out.
Bad service.
Okay.
Really kind of bothers me.
I hear you.
At like a restaurant. I don't know. It just bothers me.
I felt your pain right there.
Bad service.
Like bad service at a restaurant, man. No, it really.
What about you?
You know what?
Oh, you got another one. What?
This guy.
This guy?
No.
Is your
pet? No. I can narrow that down a little bit. It's really when like you're trying to get service and they're ignoring you and all they have to do is say, I'm sorry, I'll be with you in 1 second. Then,
yes.
Then I can wait as long as you need me to.
I hear you.
But if you just ignore me.
Not cool.
I have a problem.
I gotcha. You guys?
I like everything.
You seem laid back.
Yeah, pretty laid back.
You do. Like, even like.
Yeah. Nothing ever bothers me.
You're that guy.
I'm that guy.
Okay. Man. Thank God you're in the band.
I mean, I hold it all together.
Uh-huh. Okay. Would you rather be a giant rodent or a tiny elephant?
Giant rodent?
Ooh. You mean, it's not three choices.
You could be a giant or a rodent.
No, you could be a giant.
Tiny elephant.
You could be a very large rat.
Tiny elephant or a giant
rat. How tiny is the elephant?
Yeah, actually, what are we talking, like pocket elephant?
Like, let's talk about like a small chihuahua-sized elephant.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty cool.
I would do that.
You would?
Yeah.
I think,
it's more impressive.
And you would get met with a lot more adoration.
Right. People would be fawning
versus
over
fear.
You.
Yeah,
yeah. No one would really shoot at you, I don't think. But a big rat comes walking down the street.
This is just for you guys.
That
only
is really
y'all.
Sweet.
I saved it for
it
y'all.
For us.
I thought y'all would really have a good answer.
Yeah.
But a giant rodent, you could pretty much do anything you wanted because everyone would clear the space. I'm talking about like a car, a small Nissan.
Yeah. I mean, you'd be hunted.
It'd be a lonely existence.
Yeah.
That's true.
Unless you had a tail like a squirrel.
Why? Oh, because the tail's what really ruins it for the rat.
Because the squirrel's basically a rat, but if it's got its cute tail, everyone loves it.
That's true.
But if it's giant,
still giant bushy tail.
Well, yeah. Let's talk about. We talked about how small the elephant would be, but how
she said car size.
Car size.
A small Nissan.
Too scary. Too scary.
Okay.
Yeah. Even if it's a squirrel.
Yeah, you know how big a squirrel's teeth like.
Okay.
It's gonna be like they're gonna be like that long.
Yeah.
That's scary.
That's okay. Yeah.
I think thank y'all for considering that. Okay, yeah. So I like to end all of my episodes with leave your light, give me some inspiration.
Oh,
what's a what?
Inspiration.
What?
Leave your light. Give me some inspiration. Light.
Like,
just what's inspired you or what keeps you motivated or inspire somebody with your life? What you've learned.
Yeah, you know, just you don't this. Stop. If you love it, follow. We always say, like, people always ask us, you know, about moving to town and like succeeding. You just have to keep doing it. And if you love it and it's follow and it's in your heart and it's moving you, then that is what's going to move other people. So don't try to chase what other people are doing. If you just stick to your thing, keep doing it, and eventually that is going to be what's attractive to other people. If you want to attract other people, that's what's even, you know, I'm not talking about like fame or anything, just the right people around you in your life. I think if you just stick to your thing and do it with confidence, you're good.
I love that. You guys agree?
Yes.
I agree.
Yes, sir.
Concur. Okay. The gaggle of Old Dominion. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I hope you loved hearing from Old Dominion. I think I would probably rather be a tiny elephant over a giant rat myself. So now we have Drake White joining us. Get excited. Here he is. Hello, Drake White.
What is up?
How are you doing today?
I'm awesome. How are you?
Well, you know, CRS, Country Radio Seminar. Have you done a lot of these? A lot of people don't know what CRS is.
Well, I've done, this is my third one. You know, it's cool because, like, I feel like you've gotten to know a lot of the people and you've seen them and you've had steak dinners with them and you've, you know, all that good stuff. So it's cool. It's cool to come in and shake some hands. And
it's basically like all of radio across the country comes to one place.
Yeah.
And does interviews.
Yeah. It's pretty unreal because
it
at the end of the day, it is a small community and the airwaves were a spiritual thing for me growing up. Like listening to the radio was a thing. Like it was constantly, hey, turn the radio on, turn this, you know. And I remember the static. I remember everything about the radio. And so to realize that it is this group of people, this almost this family from all over the country, and how small it is pretty unreal to me.
It is, and you're a part of it.
Yeah, yeah.
How did you get started in music? Because you kind of have like a revival, like your show is almost spiritual.
Yeah. I love that word. I love
you
revival.
You are a revival, and I feel like your show is an experience.
Yeah.
When I've seen you play, it's like, okay, we just went to church.
Yeah, and that's exactly what it was. I grew up. My grandfather was a preacher in Alabama, in rural Alabama, but he was a cool preacher. Not to say that all Alabamas aren't.
What makes a cool preacher?
He was just a cool dude, and he understood and he helped people. Like he would, you know, he was an outdoorsman and he loved wildlife and loved to be out on the land, and he got people. Man, he'd have a beer. He would have a beer and hang out with people, and he got Jesus. He got it, and he got the whole gospel and the whole music and all that stuff. So I was pretty much raised by him and my mom and dad and just people that really love music and put it around. It was always going. My dad's old school record collection with things like Marshall Tucker Band and Stevie Ray Vaughan and Ray Charles. And
so that's where you got your roots and your inspiration.
Yeah.
That's what you grew up on. Cut your teeth on.
The church and dad's old record collection.
I love that. You should write
a
song.
That's a cool song. Yeah, we should do it.
That's great. Yeah. I'll talk about it.
Yeah.
So how did you become this dynamic performer? Where did that come from? Does it just come out of you?
I love Joe Cocker. I love that video of him at Woodstock when I was young, you know, watching that video and watching him kind of come out of his body. And like
that's how I would describe you, coming out of your body.
Yeah. When I quit worrying about what people thought and quit worrying about like how people, you know, I just quit worrying about what people thought. I got permission from it was just like praying, like thinking about what I was supposed to do and what God put me on this earth to do. And then I started feeling how good it felt to go out there and just be a maniac for an hour and just do exactly what you want to do. And so I just kept doing it. Kept stomping, kept screaming, kept, you know.
I think that's so interesting how you said you do what you're supposed to do. Do you know this is what you're called to do?
There has never been a... The only more important thing than this is my relationship with my wife, and that's
who's it. An angel.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank
and
you.
An amazing and cook. Let's plug her company. What's her company
Milk
called?
And Honey Food Company.
And it's
Holy
like she
Moses.
Makes all this amazing food, and especially for touring musicians, I feel like. Can slap, send it on the road.
Yep. It's slap your mama good. I mean, it's like really good, healthy stuff. And I like to be healthy. I like to stay healthy, and it's eating real stuff that comes from the earth, and she, you know, grows it with a lot of farmers that are out there and right just north of town. So, yeah, it's – but back to the music, you know, like I just know every day when I get up in the morning that this is why God put me on this earth, and that's to serve through my music and serve people and help people, you know, maybe realize their dreams. I know this is what I'm supposed to do, and it's in my guts, you know.
And speaking of dreams, you have a new single called Living the Dream.
Oh, man.
Which, by the way, my husband Michael and A Thousand Horses, and I heard it on the radio, and we literally pulled over and listened because it was so good.
Yeah.
It's such a great single and song.
And that was a good ease into that. That was very professional.
I'm a professional.
I know.
Thank you for
Obviously,
noticing.
Golly, that was amazing. But, you know, I heard that song, and we've got a video out, a little lyric video that's me and my wife out on our land and out on our property. And really, you know, Jaron Johnson, our friend. And
Cadillac 3.
Yeah, Cadillac 3. And Tom Douglas, who's mind-blowing.
Oh, man.
And Luke Laird wrote that song. And, you know, I'm a songwriter.
You are a songwriter.
I love writing all the stuff. And so when I got pitched this song, I heard it. And I was like, you know what, that's the life me and Alex live. You know, that's the weekend. I can really bond myself with that and like really, really give that my personality and give.
And that's a big deal as a songwriter because you write all your stuff pretty much.
Yeah.
To cut an outside song, but I think that's such a amazing. That shows what a confident performer and artist you are because you know yourself so well.
Yeah.
To know that when you hear a song that matches you, you don't have to write it.
Yeah, that's great that you say that and I appreciate that. But I think that's really true and. The fact that we're in Nashville, people, it's the best songwriters in the whole world. So how selfish would I be to the listeners out there if I was stubborn and was like, nah, I'm not gonna listen to any more songs. I want my songs to be. Because truth of the matter is there's so many great songs cranked out of Nashville, you know, every day that never get heard. So
never.
Why can't I dig them up and really put that proof back in the pudding, you know, good soul back in it. So that's what I'm going to do with this song.
Tell me what Drake White and the Fire, how would you describe yourself and your sound with your band?
Well, I've got a description. It's pretty cool. If Joe Cocker and Janis Joplin hooked up on the Ocoee River in North Georgia and like gathered around a fire with Levon Helm and the band and just jammed for a while. And they had like a prodigal kid. That would kind of be me and the big fire. I like soul. I like to get funky and get down. I like to make people turn off their dadgum phones at a show and really encompass, you know, what I accomplished when I was 14 and heard Merle Haggard for the first time at a live show. Or when I heard Pearl Jam for the first time. Or you know, I want an experience.
Experience.
Yeah.
You are an experienced performer. It's an experience watching you.
Yeah, well, thank you.
And you went
it.
Out with Zach Brown.
Yeah.
That's also an experience.
Yes.
How was that? You guys are a perfect match, I feel like, for touring.
Yeah.
Was that awesome?
Well, it was unbelievable. And I think that if you want to do something, you find somebody that's already doing it, and you ask them what the hell they're doing.
Is he open to giving
and
advice?
Yes.
What did he tell
awesome.
You?
Awesome. He's just... He first of all said, any way that I can help you, you let me know. And I had rehearsed that. If he asked me that, I'm going to tell him this. I said, well, I can tell you what you could do. You could put me on all the dates of the tour next year, give me a little bit longer of a slot.
So you, like, stepped right up.
I stepped right up and hit it out of the park. And he respected it. He was like, cool, man, so we're going to be with him next
year. So you
year.
Asked.
Yeah, yeah.
That you, if you don't ask, how can you ever receive?
Yeah. Well, there's this cool thing, like, the big hipster thing. Like, I'm going to be cool and just be, like, wait. You know, if you wait around, man, I feel like you're going to be sitting on the porch. And, like, don't get me wrong. I'm not going to go up and be like, hey, man.
Appropriately
you
know, ask.
Appropriately ask. But I felt like we had created some enough relationship where, you know, we'd been hunting together and hung out. So I figured, why not? Go out there and ask them.
Why not?
Yeah.
It's not like you're an annoying person. The worst thing he does is say, sorry, man.
Yeah.
You know, what you got to lose?
There's nothing to lose. Follow your bliss. Follow what God puts in your head. And like, it, whether it be, you know, start your own radio show or start your own whatever. Let's do what we want
to
do.
And don't be afraid to ask. Okay, so I like to end my segments because I know you're busy mm-hmm. with Leave Your Light. Give me some inspiration.
Cool. I love that. That's killer.
It's crazy the things that people have said. It's so uplifting.
Very cool. There's a lot of chatter out there. There's a lot of things, and we're so connected with social networking. I wanna leave a little seed from what people have told me. You know, get quiet. Get quiet with God. Get quiet and hang out on your own, on your property, whether it be in a room or whatever, and really think about what you want. Because when you quit thinking about what other people want and you really start thinking about what you want, I really think that you become a lot to other people and you become inspirational. And I think art, especially for artists and people, everybody is an artist in their own right. So quit telling yourself that you're not creative. You are creative. Everybody's creative in their own right. So go out there and just wake up with that attitude of, I'm going to change the world today. And you have a choice whether to be positive or negative. Why not live positive?
I love that.
Yeah.
Drake White and the Big Fire, and his song is called Living the Dream.
Boom.
Boom. Okay, you're the best. Bye.
Caroline, she's the queen of talking. Hey, what's on your mind?
Thank you guys so much for joining me on Hyper Caroline Hobby. I hope that you loved hearing from Old Dominion and Drake White. They're both incredible artists. And next week is really exciting. I have my first female joining me, Brooke Eden. She's a song fresh out to country radio called Daddy's Money. And she's giving Shania Twain a run for her money in the spandex department. You're not going to want to miss it. See you next Wednesday.